what exactly is our identity? Are we that power, or are we a part of that power? If we are that power, then is everything centered on us? Actually, yeah, we are part of that power. Now, the notion that we are ourselves that power, that is easily refutable by any daily experience. You know, if we were that supreme power, we should be able to do anything and everything. We can't fly in the sky. We can't just stop our growing old. We can't stop even when nature calls us, we can't stop it for very long. So, you know, we are surely not the supreme power. And just as there can be there can be misconceptions which come from excess, from misunderstanding material level. It's like to think that matter is completely everything. So that is misunderstanding, to think that we are materialistic creatures. But when you come to the spiritual realm also, there can be a misunderstanding where we think that I am that supreme power. So we are parts of that supreme power. If we think that we are the supreme power, then we should not be in illusion. Right? So if I am the supreme power, then why am I powerless right now? If we say it is because of I am an illusion, and when I become enlightened, then I will realize I am the supreme power. But still, that means illusion is so powerful that it has made the supreme under illusion. That means illusion is more powerful than the supreme, which doesn't make sense. The supreme has to be supreme. So we are parts of that supreme. That supreme power, we are parts of that supreme. And our connection with that supreme, when we say it's part, it's a connection of affection. There's mutual affection between the part and the whole. And in this reciprocation of affection, there is a supreme satisfaction. Okay? Thank you. Yes, I had a question.
So you...